Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It's up to us, though, to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
All right, like I said, no particular theme today, just a little bit out there. So let's just get to it. And let us start in Italy, where a 70-year-old Italian man, he stands accused of pretending to be totally blind for over 50 years, during which time he collected over $1.16 million in disability payments. Now, the man, whose name has not been revealed, he had been declared completely blind over five decades ago following a work-related incident. Now, since then, he'd collected over $1 million. But when the finance police, side note, Italy has finance police, when they conducted cross-checks, something caught their attention, so they decided to follow and video record him. That's how they caught him performing gardening work with dangerous tools and carefully checking out produce at the market before buying it. Not the normal acts of a blind person. Now, the officers observed and followed the man for over 2 months, gathering evidence that he was not blind. Now, during this time, he was filmed moving effortlessly through the city, doing his own shopping, visually inspecting several products, and paying with cash without any assistance. He was subsequently charged for fraud against the Italian state. Now, following their investigation, the financial police, they informed the actual authorities of the immediate suspension of all welfare and social security benefits, and also ordered a tax audit, which resulted in taxation over $200,000 in illicit proceeds, equivalent to the income unduly received by the accused over the last 5 years. He's been doing this for 50. They only got him in the last 5 years, but that's the longest period of time for which they can do that. Anyway, the prosecutor's office also ordered the 70-year-old fake blind man to be indicted for fraud charges against the state. Now, just real quick, Mike and I did the quick math on this morning. So the guy made $1.16 million.
Over 50 years.
Over 50 years. Mm-hmm. He made just over 20 grand. It was like $23,000
a year.
It just seems to me.
Fraud for?
It was 23 grand a year. That's almost more disappointing. It's not like he was making 100 grand. 23 grand a year over 50 years. Too much effort for me, but whatever. All right, so he got busted.
Jesus, dude, get a job.
Now we go to Peru, where a bishop submitted his resignation to Pope Leo after a Vatican investigation revealed that he was secretly dating multiple women simultaneously. 51-year-old Ciro Lopez, bishop in Peru, he stands accused of having up to 17 secret lovers, although he denies the allegations against him as part of a defamation campaign by, quote, dark hands. But he handed in his resignation. Now, the Vatican investigation began after an investigation by Kevin Mancada. He's a journalist for a Peruvian newspaper. And that journalist found that Lopez had been exchanging explicit messages, photos, and videos with various women. On top of that, Lopez had accidentally sent pictures and videos intended for his mistresses, plural, but he accidentally sent them to his house cleaner, who then alerted the Catholic Church. Now, a nun who was one of Lopez's lovers, she was jealous of a lawyer that the bishop was also seeing and then sent information about his affairs to a third lover who then got into a fight with the lawyer. So that lifted the lid on a serious abuse of power. Now, many of the 17 women, they were too scared to come forward because they were frightened of him. Well, that was the trigger. The case came to light because a woman found out that the bishop was dating several of them at the same time, and that frankly pissed her off and all the other women. As stated earlier, Lopez is believed to have accidentally sent his house cleaner pictures and videos intended for his mistresses, which only confirmed her suspicions. Because a house cleaner promptly filed a complaint with the Catholic Church, claiming that she had seen women's hair in his shower and that his sheets, quote, had stains, which she had to clean. So she's getting up close and personal with his fluids. But in light of all the evidence, Lopez, he was forced to hand in his resignation as bishop, even though he continues to deny the charges against him. 17 women.
Is that uncommon, would you guess?
17, yeah.
17 at the same time. I mean, look, man, I don't care what profession you're in or what bag of BS you want to sell me. People do things. I understand that. He got busted because he had 17 of them at once.
Does this guy have no scruples?
I'm going to guess not.
It's like anything will do.
Anything will do. And like I said, he had them all separate, so they weren't really aware of each other. And then when the lid got blown off of it, all these women got pissed off at him. And that's when it all came crashing down around him. And now...
17's a lot.
That is a lot, a
that's
lot,
just a
man.
Lot to keep going.
God. And so if you are a bishop, you're not supposed to be with women in general.
I don't know. I mean, I know a priest, no. Once you're below that, so a bishop or something, I really don't know. But either way, you're not supposed to be with 17 of them at once.
Bishop's just a higher-ranking priest.
Oh, is he higher? Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Bishop of an archdiocese.
Correct. So, yeah, chances are, I would think in the Catholic religion, you're probably not married, and I believe you take a vow of celibacy. I believe they even call it that.
So it says whether a bishop can be with women or not depends on the denomination.
Okay.
Catholics. Well, he reported to the Pope, so he's got to be Catholic.
In the Roman Catholic and Eastern Orthodox churches, bishops must be unmarried men or widowers.
Okay.
So they could be married before.
He was not married.
Okay. All right.
So give him that.
Still no bishop around.
Now, yeah, okay. I kept thinking the same thing. What's my bishop joke? All right.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we go to England, where 32-year-old...
Ooh, yeah. They do require them to be celibate, even if they are with a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on.
So look, that's the knock.
That happens all right, on its own.
Okay.
Just give them the first 5 years, and then that'll happen.
Come on.
All right, now we go to England, where 32-year-old Michael Jones. He has what they call attachment issues. He had a secret moonlight rendezvous on the cycle track with a specific woman, despite being banned from seeing her. So Jones had previously assaulted the 6-year-old with whom he shared a mother and son type of relationship. So keep that part in mind. But according to the court there, they heard that he met up with her on 3 occasions during the summer, including breastfeeding from her, putting him in breach of a restraining order. Now, prosecutor Amy Edwards said the woman saw Jones on a cycle path. He looked tired, so she left him a bottle of water. Then they messaged each other on Facebook afterwards, and they met in the park back in July. Now, the woman said she wanted to tell Jones that their relationship was over and for him to stop contacting her. She said it was a mother-son type of relationship, whereas he classified her as his caregiver. So Ms. Edwards said the defendant told her he had a hatred towards women and an odd fascination with women's breasts. Days later, they met on the cycle track again. They kissed consensually, and she allowed him to keep in mind, she's 60 years old, and he's a 32-year-old man. She allowed him to breastfeed for 10 minutes.
Well, there's not going to be anything there.
Look, man, right. You're not breastfeeding. I have never breastfed for my wife, but I've hovered over those bad boys. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, as she says, breastfed for 10 minutes on a cycle track. He told her he spoke to women of her age as a way of getting back at his mother. Now, the woman later says she knew it was strange behavior, but it had been a part of the relationship. A little bit later, Jones rang the woman to say that he was starving and asked her to come to his apartment. But when she did, he would not initially let her leave. Now, when she did leave, she left the area for a little time to stay with a friend because she was afraid of what might happen next. A couple of weeks after that, Jones told his probation worker about the secret meetings in concealed locations. Anyway, probation officer told the cops, and in a statement, the 6-year-old woman said her health had worsened due to the stress of the ordeal.
I mean, the issue is, though, she kept consensually meeting up with him.
She did. But in theory, legally, if they say you can't, you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
I mean, right. Like I said, man, these are weird today. But that's what we got.
I'm taking the guy in the UK.
Sucks the least.
Sucks the least.
Actually, Homeland- sucks the most.
But there's a no-contact order.
Hey, Homelander wants a little milk. You let Homelander get a little milk.
Damn it.
Yeah. That's exactly who I thought of too, Ted.
That's the first thing
he's
I think
He's got to find
of.
A new woman because that woman's dead. Or she's just completely disfigured from that explosion.
Yeah. Hey, either way, the whole thing is strange. I don't know. The bishop, like, that's just too many women.
Well, Ted, I think the Italian guy sucks the most. And then
the guy who faked the blindness for 50
years. Because it was 50 years and, you know, over $1 million in disabilities that could have gone to people who could have used that.
Actually had disabilities.
Yeah. Did not, and they went to him. So he was milking the system for a number of
years. I credit him, though,
for
taking such a small amount over time. Nobody really noticed.
I think that Mike and I agreed earlier. We both think that the bishop sucks the least.
Yeah.
Only because this is a problem he has created for himself. He did not break any laws.
Nope. And he checked himself
That's all.
He backed away. Like, nope, my bad.
You got a problem with 17 angry women. Have fun with that.
Yeah, you kind of created that.
Yeah.
Okay, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.